Since the last couple of months, Kerala streets have been tumultuous because wherever CPM Supremo and Chief Minister Pinarayi Vijayan go, he is welcomed with black flags and protests. No need to ask for the reason because they are infinite. The alleged involvement of gold smuggling, alleged disproportionate assets of his daughter, interrogation of his confidants by ED and police custody of some of them, alleged malpractices in the distribution of Chief Minister's Disaster Relief Fund, CMDRF, nepotism of ruling apparatus, mismanagement in running universities, shameful academic ambience, alleged corruption of CPM Mayor of Thiruvananthapuram Municipal Corporation, ETC, are allegations the protesters raise. The democratic protests have invited the wrath of the fascist Vijayan's regime, and his reaction is not democratic at all but fascist. Members of BJP, Bharatiya Janata Yuva Morcha, BJYM, Mahila Morcha and Congress and coalition partners of the opposition Congress-led United Democratic Front, UDF, do face inhuman police torture. Women and youths were charged with water cannons and tear gas and lathi charged in the worst manner. In a couple of cases, there were allegations of women protesters dragged by male policemen. Chief Minister looks panic-stricken, hence he travels in a convoy of nearly 40 vehicles and a good number of commandos, BJP and UDF alleged. Vehicles in convoy run excessively fast. Interestingly, black color is a taboo in his route. Not even a black mask is permissible, let alone black costumes. Recently, a lady journalist was stopped from entering CM's program venue as she wore a black mask. Black dress is anathema wherever CM is present.